Thank you, thank you. Do you have the stand?
Oh, the stand? Yeah, it's right in front of you.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. So, as Mr. Davis said, my name is Bobby Pompey. I am from North Carolina. I'm currently working with Kate, actually, at the Lighthouse in San Francisco as a part of the Youth Employment Series Summer Program. We've been doing that for 2 weeks. There's a couple students and some staff in the audience, so thank you all for coming. Also, thank you, Mr. Davis, for the opportunity to speak to everyone today. So I'll be talking about what is called the STAR interview technique. This interview technique is really, really handy in those behavioral questions. And for those of you who don't know, a behavioral question is one that asks you about a behavior. So it asks you about things that you have done in the past. So they actually just said one in saying, you know, it can include things like, have you been in a group situation before? How do you handle challenges? And all of those kind of things. I'll be having a breakout as well. So there's a little competition. So if you want to know more about behavioral questions, I'll definitely have a whole lot of examples, and you can see exactly what they are. But they basically are an employer's way of gauging what you have done before to see if you are qualified for the position that you're applying for now. So this speech was actually inspired by a jobs listserv post. So for those of you who don't know, one of the listservs or email groups that the NFB has is completely focused to jobs. If you're not already subscribed to it, I would definitely suggest you do so. It includes job postings. You can ask questions. The driver's license questions, which came up today, was actually on the email listserv not too long ago. People share articles. There was one recently about negotiating your salary with an employer, which is important. We all want to get the pay that we deserve once we have secured a job. And you can also ask questions. So we had someone ask a question. I believe it was a couple. She was asking on behalf of her husband, who's been interviewing and feels like their blindness is taking over the interview. And we all can relate to that. You go somewhere and people don't really see you sometimes. They see your blindness. Well, how much do you see? Why do you use the cane? How does that work? How do you use your phone? The screen isn't even turned on. Like all of these kind of questions, and you definitely don't want that in a job interview. You don't want it to be about your blindness. You want it to be about what makes you special, what makes you a star, and what makes you qualify for this position. So one excellent way to do that is to use the STAR interviewing technique. So STAR is an acronym, the S standing for situation, the T for task, the A for action, and the R for result. So it is a step-by-step method, and as you're answering the question, you go through these categories. So when you're discussing the situation, you're going to kind of set the scene. You're going to talk about what was going on and give some context for the situation. So for an example, the question that we can answer is, give an example of a time you collaborated with others. As we all know, teamwork is a very important part of any kind of job situation, so it's a very likely question. So if you're labeling the situation, you may say something to the effect of, oh, I was working at Wells Fargo, and my teammates and I had to do some research. We had to do some kind of research project and compile it together and present it to our boss. So that is setting the scene. That lets them know what you were doing and kind of a little bit about why. So that's the situation. Next, you would do the task. So what did you actually have to do? We know the scene, we know the background, but what were you responsible for? So you may say, as a part of this project, I had to do research on the trends in mortgages, and I had to put this part all together. We compiled it in a Google document or some kind of file sharing thing, and my responsibility was also to edit it and make sure that everything was proofread, spelled correctly, no grammar mistakes, all of that. So that's the task. And then you'll explain the action, which is next. And the action is simply, what did you do? And for this step, you may say something like, well, in order to do this, and this is a way you can also, I think the action is a great part to put in how you do things as a blind person without the employer having to ask you or without them wondering, like, how are you even going to use a computer or how are you going to do certain things? You can be very proactive about it and you can go ahead and address it. So in the action, you may say, oh, I got on the computer. I use a screen reader, which reads the screen to me, called JAWS. I was able to research things. You may cite the maybe databases or websites that you found it from, depending on the situation. And I did that. I compiled my research in a Microsoft Word document. I then reviewed it for spelling errors, uploaded it to the document, and once all the other teammates have submitted their portion, we went over it as a group, edited it, formatted it, made it look nice, and that would all include your action, because those are things that you did. And then the result, which is actually another really, really important part. What was the outcome? So was it a success? Was it not a success? Was it something that you learned from? Were you promoted as a result? You may do a project or do something and then, oh, well, as a result of me working so hard on this research project, my boss has now placed me in charge of certain research, or now they have asked me to present about this topic at seminars. So all of that would be the result. So, and kind of to go back, you have the situation, you were in a group project doing research. Your task was to complete your research as well as review the submissions of others. The action, you browse the internet, books, databases, whatever you may be browsing, compiled it in Microsoft Word, showcasing your writing skills, and and then reviewed the submissions of everyone else. And the result was that, you know, you submitted it successfully on time, your boss was proud, it met the goal of whatever the research project was. So just in that short situation, you've already shown examples of how you not only just work as a team, but you've also showcased your computer skills, you've also showcased your writing skills, and you've showcased how you do things as a blind person without making it overshadow the entire interview. So you can use this STAR technique for all kind of questions. I absolutely love it for everything because it gives you a chance to show you in so many ways and to truly be the star of an interview and to not let anything overtake it. So in my breakout, I'll be giving some examples of the questions and we can actually practice. A lot of people today have spoken about reviewing the job opening. And that's important in using the STAR technique, too. When you're preparing for an interview, you would want to look at the job opening, see what kind of qualifications they're looking for, and then think about your life and how your experiences relate. And when I say experiences, I think it's important to note that I'm not only talking about job experiences, because I know a lot of you all may not have that. So you can use these things for any time you were in school, any kind of volunteer situations. You can be really, really flexible as long as you are able to make that connection that what you did actually lines up with the question being asked. So we'll be trying to make those connections in the breakout as well. So we all already know it's a big thing in the NFB to realize that as blind people, we can compete on equal terms as our sighted peers. But by using this technique, when you master it, our goal is to make sure that not only we know it, but also that the employer knows it, and we can truly be the star of our interviews. Thank you.